This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, March 23, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Friday, Transport Minister Jeff Radebe strongly criticized freight logistics group Transnet. This was on reports that the utility was failing to adequately consult with those of its workers destined to be transferred next month across to the newly formed Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, or PRASA. PRASA was unveiled officially on Friday. It would comprise the assets and employees of the already merged South African Rail Commuter Corporation and Metro Rail with those of Shosholoza Mail and Autopax, which currently fell under Transnet. Further, property management and development company Intersite would also be consolidated into the 13,000-plus employee entity. Radebe appealed to Transnet to conclude all necessary consultations without any further delay, so that the transfer of the businesses to PRASA could be concluded in line with the April 1, 2009 timeframe set out in enabling legislation promulgated in December by President Kgalema Motlanthe. World Bank President Robert Zulik has warned of the consequences of an expected steep decline in economic growth across the world this year. Zulik told a conference in Brussels that he thought 2009 was going to be a very dangerous year. He cited World Bank forecasts of a spike in infant mortality associated with the economic crisis and a fall-off in world trade. Zulik proposed that the group of 20 major and emerging economies establish a review process to see whether further stimulus measures would be needed to kickstart recovery. Also making headlines, the automotive sector proposes a database to assist retrenched workers. Misgivings linger about the government's capacity to avert a water crisis. Business confidence in the manufacturing sector almost halves in the first quarter of 2009. And a South African aviation firm receives accreditation from a US aerospace group. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.